I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on November 12, 2019. The Python Software Foundation is planning changes to the pip package installer. Currently, pip doesn't perform full dependency resolution or gracefully handle package conflicts. And although some efforts to modernize the tool were made as part of a Google Summer of Code project back in 2017, Python Software Foundation has now decided to offer a well-paid short-term contract to see the work completed. The foundation is looking for two developers to design, implement, and roll out a revised dependency resolution system for pip, with work due to start early next year. Framasoft has announced that version 2 of PeerTube is now available. PeerTube, a federated and open-source alternative to YouTube, originally launched just over a year ago. Since then, it's attracted over 20,000 registered users and hosts more than 100,000 different videos. Version 2 has brought significant improvements to the platform, particularly around the setup of federated instances, and also introduces a new and far more flexible video player based on HTTP live streaming, also known as HLS. Mozilla has teamed up with Intel, Red Hat, and Fastly to found what they're calling the Bytecode Alliance. The new group aims to help push the idea that WebAssembly isn't just a technology for inside the browser, but also deserves a place on the desktop and in Edge and IoT devices. In a lengthy blog post today, Mozilla's Lynn Clark argues that the isolation inherent in WebAssembly deployments could help overcome the security issues caused by software component reuse, which is increasingly a common development practice. But notably absent from today's announcement were several other key WebAssembly players, such as Microsoft and Google. Version 2 of the Wireshark-inspired command line tool TermShark has been released. The new release of the Go-based tool now runs more quickly and uses less memory. It's also added support for piped input and stream reassembly, among many other improvements. The project has also succumbed to pressure and become the latest this year to introduce an optional dark mode user interface. And finally today, we've recently reported several times about Google making changes to the end-of-life dates of various Chromebooks. But what nobody seemed to have noticed until a user pointed it out to XDA developers is that the current support cutoff for your specific device will soon actually be displayed on the About page in the Settings menu. This useful feature is only live in Chrome OS Canary at the moment, but 9to5 Google reports that it's due to make it into the mainstream build with the release of Chrome OS 80. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/47.